Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unreal Heater 7-1 on underdog picks, LSU last week. As Mike steps in the studio, you have not heard this Chris Christie audio.
No.
Oh, like, it's cold.
I didn't have Chris Christie on my bingo board on a Friday.
I didn't either. When we woke up this morning and whirled in here, I saw it, heard it, and I thought, oh, here we go.
Like, you guys got a ton of play out of Crosby yesterday, and it's been part of our discussion. Lions and Vikings, part of our discussion. But by far, most phone calls have been reacting to this piece of audio. Your thoughts.
All right. Your thoughts, Mike.
First of all, I like, obviously, I don't even know what to say. Why does this guy have such a hard on for Campbell? Like, it just because I don't like trick plays when you're up by 50.
That's
like,
right.
Hey, yeah. You want to run it up, run it up. I wasn't angry. I'm just going, hey, be careful with stuff like that. Like,
sure.
That's got a way of biting you in the ass cosmically. But
sure.
Like, Campbell, like, attacking. Who has said a bad word about Dan Campbell? Start there.
Right.
Nobody.
No one. That it got, fellas. That's bizarre. That just sounds super personal. That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, stop being mean to my friend.
You know he's boys with Jerry Jones.
No, I know. Yeah. You did something bad to my friend.
Oh, your friend ran his team like crap and had $25 million in cap space.
Yeah, but if you ask that question, then he's going to come on your show and say that he's going to find somebody else to host the show for you.
Yeah, we played that audio.
Oh,
that was amazing.
So this has been an amazing week.
It's been great. You ruined his birthday. It was awesome.
So who's more classless, the owner who comes on and threatens to remove people from their jobs or the coach who just wants to score as many points as he can?
It's always the owner.
It's always the
always,
owner.
Or
always.
The politician who's a joke.
Well, yeah, throw him in there too.
Well, right, but that's the key is like everyone views him as a punchline anyways.
Correct.
Right.
I love Mad Dog. Like, that's a guy I grew up listening to, but like,
sure.
Dude, what are we doing putting Chris Christie on?
Well, he's on all the time over there, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, like I said, what are we doing putting Chris Christie on?
That's a fair point.
Jesus.
you got an underdog pick?
Yeah. So we're 7-1. So these are both. I got two. You want two?
Let's do it.
Sure.
We can do one for tonight, and we got one for tomorrow.
Okay.
Tonight, off of bye week, new quarterback. John has personally flown to Tallahassee to get the offensive line together.
Mm-hmm.
We're catching 3.5, and we are going into Wallace Wade Stadium. Florida State getting 3.5 at Duke. Number two, this is the travel deal we talked about last week. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, USC, after blowing that game to Penn State, they got to fly all the way across the country. Sleepy kickoff to a Maryland team that lost by a zillion last week, and USC's flipping 7.5.
It's a good number.
Give me the Turtles.
Yeah.
No love for the game John and Doug are going to tonight.
Purdue, Oregon.
You're going to that?
Yeah, my daughter is a freshman at Purdue.
Oh, okay.
And so since it's on the way to
That's
Champaign,
great.
Yeah,
right.
A little road trip.
Ross Aid, where the press box is bigger than the entire stadium.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, why not on a Friday night? Okay, I dig that. I like that.
I'm excited.
No, I'm not like this man.
Spoilermakers, baby, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Anytime they face a number two team, they're going to upset them.
They're live.
But that's Doug's bit, too. He loves Purdue.
Oh, yeah, he's
Every
a Purdue.
Every year.
Yeah.
This was a bit way before you came to the ticket.
Yeah.
Doug selected Purdue like 7 straight years to win the Big Ten West.
And then when he didn't.
Is
when they did.
It's incredible. You guys will have a good time.
Hey, did you have a good time at the house that pizza built last night?
Oh, God. Listen,
this
I know.
Is how I started the show.
Yeah, this is how we begin the show. He goes, how are those season tickets treating you?
How could you?
Uh-huh.
How could you do that after the offseason they had? How could you just go, here, take my money?
Well, he only bought half a package.
Half a season.
Yeah. Well, the Red Wings got a full one last night.
Well, that's what I said earlier. I go, listen, I know Steve's farts don't stink, but his hockey team does. Like, are we allowed to talk about it?
Not
and,
yet.
And I know it's early.
Why don't you just be grateful, okay?
I'm sorry.
All right, you don't want to upset certain people in this town.
I understand.
Be grateful that Steve's even here.
Your show later today. TJ's in.
Yeah, and we'll do a ton of Lions. Because it's the NFL. You don't win every game.
Yep.
I will tell you, I am shocked. Your listeners are very talented. Because I don't know how they're driving their car with both hands on their shift knob. Lions by 30. Lions by 50.
I know.
Mini Lions 100. Vikings 2. I'm like, All right, it's going to be a long day today, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the NFL,
I'm trying to reset expectations. Because even when somebody calls up and says you're going to win by 7 to 10, 7 to 10 points in the NFL is a lot.
It's a ton.
And you're starting to compare the defensive stats the Lions have with Minnesota's defensive stats. All of those stats were accrued with
Like, let me ask Aiden you Hutchinson. A question. If you could sign up for 12-5 right now, would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means you have four more losses downloading. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to approach it in the big picture. Now, do I want them to lose? No.
Nobody does.
Would a loss this week really hurt? Yeah. Yes. You're starting to create a divisional separation, but gee whiz, I tell you, I wish I had the confidence your listeners did. Lions 86, mini Vikings 3.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.